I forgot what you call them. The big black ones. But the ones you eat, the shell is sort of black with ashes green in them.
Okay. Now, what about that kind of little frog that lives in the garden, you know? You call him a...
Oh, tadpoles? I call them tadpoles.
You know, the ones that go around the garden, you know, and they say they'll put warts on you if you
die. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just ordinary frogs, but they come from a tadpole, because a tadpole be around the water swimming a little black thing in the water. And if you put one of them in a little pail or something and keep it, and drop insects in there, like dead flies or roaches or something like that, and let it eat on it, it'll turn into a frog.
When it's raining and you be out driving in the car or something like that, do you ever see those little kind of frogs that will come out after a rain and hop around on you?
Yeah, but I don't know what you call them. We see them all the time. Back there in Jefferson, you see, you can't walk for them. I'd be scared to come out the house. Because they have, over on the Swanson's house, a lady I visited over there, you open the front door, you could just see those things walking all over, just hopping all over. And they just go quonk, 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 all over the place. I don't know how they could sleep back there.
Now, these things that get around the light at night when you turn it on out of the porch, maybe?
Light bugs. What are called light bugs.
Okay.
Or butterflies.
What do you put those balls in your clothes to get rid of the what?
The moth. Well, some of them flying around are moths too. They'll lay the eggs, and then the egg has a worm in it, and that worm comes out there, and that's what eats your clothes. The moth itself don't eat your clothes. It's their babies that eat it.
Yeah. What about those things that you use? We used to catch them in a jar, and they would flicker on and off, you know?
A lightning bug. The only name I know for them. Lightning bug.
When you go fishing, what do you use for bait? Did you ever dig anything out of the ground?
Yeah, you dig those worms. Earthworms, they call them.
Different types,
No, it's only one kind.
Okay.
They're just big ones. You try to get the big ones if you can. It's a bunch of little ones. They sort of wiggle like that when they walk. They live in the mud.
When you're fishing with a cane pole, this thing would come and land on the end of your pole?
You mean a crawfish? A crab?
Okay, or... did you ever see this thing would fly, you know, and it had big eyes and long thin body and long thin wings?
A crane.
What's that?
A crane is some kind of a bird, flies around the water. Then they got the doves.
Yeah.
But I've never seen any of them fly on a fishing pole.
No, this is just a little kind of an insect, you know, and you see them around the water. They eat mosquitoes all the time.
Yeah, but I don't know what they call.
You ever seen them kind of fly in this vent, and then they dart off, you know, and they hover for a little while longer, and then they dart off?
You know, I mean, honeybees, not like that.
Yeah.
No.
What sort of stinging insects do you know?
Well, they have a yellow jacket. That's a bee's yellow with a black head, and there's a poison stinger. And then we have a wasp, and they're bad. Now those are the flying bees. They have those horse flies out there by the phone. One of them bites you, boy, you really swells up. They're great. That's about an inch long. It's called a horse fly.
Has one ever bit you?
Yes, I had a big knife to go to the doctor and get syrup for it.
Your hand did what?
It swelled all up. Bit me right on the back of my leg. It swelled it up. And it's very painful. It could be mean. And these yellow jackets are bad too. And they have insects in the trees out there. Call them paralyzer. It's a hairy, hairy worm. And it's a pretty thing. Yeah, some of them are beige, some of them are dark brown. And if you didn't know that there was a worm to sting you,